Good afternoon. Welcome to another episode of Logan's Devotions. It's great to be together. Wonderful to open up God's Word for another day and see what He has to say. Why don't you turn with me to Mark chapter 14? But before I read that, let's pray. Father in heaven, help us to understand your Word. Help us to benefit from it. Help us to grow in our faith and love. Help us to grow in our understanding of Jesus Christ and His ways. We do pray this in the name of Jesus. Amen. Mark chapter 14 from verse 66. And as Peter was below in the courtyard, one of the servant girls of the high priest came. And seeing Peter warming himself, she looked at him and said, "You also were with the Nazarene Jesus." But he denied, saying, "I neither know nor understand what you mean." And he went out into the gateway, and the rooster crowed. And the servant girl saw him, and began again to say to the bystanders, "This man is one of them." But again he denied it. And after a little while, the bystanders again said to Peter, "Certainly you are one of them, for you are a Galilean." But he began to invoke a curse on himself and to swear, "I do not know this man of whom you speak." And immediately the rooster crowed a second time. And Peter remembered how Jesus had said to him, "Before the rooster crows twice, you will deny me three times." And he broke down and wept. Well, Peter is an amazing character in the Gospels, isn't he? He's a man of many talents, we might say. Or he's a man of extremes. We get these moments where we want to just slap him on the back and say, "Great job, Peter." We think of him declaring, "Jesus, you are the Messiah, the Son of the living God." And we go, "Wow, go, Peter." But then we get moments where he says to Jesus, "Don't go to the cross. You can't do that." And Jesus has to call him a devil. We get moments where Peter stands up and says, "I will die for you. I will never deny you, Jesus. Even if every other person does it, I will not." And we go, "Yes, Peter." We get moments when, even when there's an enormous army in front of him, he pulls out a sword and cuts off the high priest's servant's ear, ready to take them all in the protection of his beloved Jesus. And we think, "Wow, Peter. Bold and courageous." And then we run into Mark 14, verse 66 to 72. A story probably familiar to all of us. A story which I'm sure caused no small amount of grief for Peter. As Mark recounts the story here, he writes it in quite a profound way. You get this building momentum as you go through. Notice it with me. Peter goes in, and at first it's just him. It's just him in verse 66, and a servant girl. The servant girl comes to him. You're one of them," she says. And he simply denies it. He doesn't go out. Just say, "I don't know what you're talking about." It's not that he really denies, you know, I'm not quite sure what you're saying. And then he withdraws. Maybe he's afraid. And so he withdraws to the gate. In other words, the gate, the entrance in there. He draws back to there and hides there in the darkness. And what happens? Well, now it's not just the servant girl, but the servant girl says to the bystanders. She maybe sees him standing off there in the shadows. And she says to the guards, she says to the other servants, hey, guys, look at that guy over there. You see him? He's one of them. He was with Jesus. I know it." And again, Peter denies it. And then a third time, what happens? Now it's not just the servant girl saying it. Now all of the people there are pointing at him and saying, you don't even just look like one. You even have the same accent as Jesus. There's no doubt you're a part of that group. And then Peter goes all out, doesn't he? Calling oaths and curses upon himself. And so we see this great downfall of Peter, going from the mighty man ready to face death to failing at the hand of a simple maid. It's quite profound, isn't it? As we see this downfalling, denying of Peter by one who was so confident of his strength, one who was so confident of his ability, one who had immense self-reliance and self-confidence. You see, one of Peter's greatest problems was that he failed to recognize some extremely important realities. Firstly, he failed to recognize just how hard it is to stand in the face of opposition. You see, it's very easy in the presence of Jesus to say, "I'll die with you." It's a whole other thing to say that in the presence of the enemy, isn't it? And this is a lesson for you and I as we face opposition, whether it's minor opposition in our workplaces or whether it's something more severe like what we see here. We must remember that to stand firm is no small task, and it's not something we can do in and of ourselves. We will not stand firm in the time of opposition unless our blessed Savior helps us to do so. You see, Peter relied upon himself, and he gave in. And so too will you and I, unless we have God helping us. Secondly, we see the deadly nature of sin and how seared our consciences can be. It's amazing, isn't it, that Peter, in the face of the world, surrounded by the world, knowing that Jesus is just there with the high priest, just there being accused, being tried. Remember, this is happening as verse 53 to 65 is happening. Jesus is being accused and Peter is there denying him. So in the midst of this, Peter's conscience gets so seared that he doesn't even think about the fact that Jesus is standing firm and being mistreated and maligned, and Peter is justifying his behavior. One rooster crows and his heart does not get convicted. It's a really sad picture, isn't it? And it shows us just how deceived and deluded our own hearts can be. The heart, as the Old Testament says, above all is deceptive. And we must recognize that our heart alone is not enough to guide us. We need to be sharpened and confirmed, and our consciences need to be smote by God's word, because that's the only sure foundation of which to have our consciences seared. But then notice lastly and most importantly that there is grace. There is grace even for one who denies Christ. It's quite profound, isn't it? Because we've seen Judas go out. We've seen Judas betray Jesus. And we don't get it recorded here, but we know that Judas betrays Christ, sells him, hangs himself, dies, and goes to hell. But here is Peter denying Jesus, not once, not twice, but thrice. And yet, he finds grace and mercy in his hour of need. Because what happens? Have a look at that last verse. Peter remembered how Jesus had said to him, "Before the rooster crows twice, you will deny me three times." And he broke down and wept. You see, Judas betrayed him and was sorry, but he did not remember Christ's words. He did not repent. He did not weep, and he did not find grace. But here, Peter is showing true repentance. He is repentant. He is remorseful. He is sorry. He longs to change what he's done, and he remembers Christ's word. And what does Christ do? He comes to him, and he instates him as an apostle. God is merciful to him. And let me say to you, it is never too late. It is never too late for you to return to Christ. There is grace that is sufficient for the chief of sinners. If Peter can be welcomed back, you can never be too far gone for God's grace to save you. While you have breath, while you have life, God's grace is sufficient for you. It doesn't matter what you've done. If you will return and repent, Christ will restore you. Return unto me, God says, and you will be saved. Let's pray. Father in heaven, we thank you for your word. We pray that you'd help us never to deny you, but also that if we do, we would return to you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.